74 degrees in Kalamazoo, and it is time once again for the Jeremy Lawrence Show. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, oddly enough, and it's 590 WKZO. It is 308, banned for life. No, I'm not talking about Michael Loudon. He's here.
Hey, everybody. I was waving to, you know, everybody.
Now, if you were listening on a black and white radio, you didn't pick up on that, but he was waving just now. We're going to be talking a little bit later about, no, not Michael Loudon waving at you, but about the owner of the LA Clippers, Donald Sterling. It just came down within the last hour, banned for life from the Clippers, from the NBA, from going to games, from I mean, it's almost from thinking about basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it almost feels like that. So we'll dig into that here a little bit later, get your thoughts on it. Plenty of other things to chat about during the program today. And you could be a part of the program as always. Here's how you do it. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us, and you can do that at any time during the program, 803-73. And as you know, if you've been listening to the program at all, we do share some of those texts throughout the program, so we look forward to hearing from you one of those ways, should you like to do so. Now, before we dig into all of that, this is the kind of day, you know, and I was going to lead the show off with this, but Michael told me not to.
Sorry.
So, you know, I mean, and because he's in control of the phones, I kind of have to listen to him. As one of those things, one of these days I'm just going to have to hog time and take over the phones. That's all I'm figuring.
You'll have to get it hooked up in there.
I guess, you know. But what I have today, you know, we've had such good response to the tickets for Annie Get Your Gun. And we've been giving away pairs, and I think we managed to do a four-pack yesterday. But we've had such good response, and I've got enough of these to be extremely generous, because that's the kind of guy I am. So I have not one four-pack. No, not even two four-packs. I have three four-packs of tickets that we're going to give away sometime in the next couple of hours on this program. This is Annie Get Your Gun at the Civic in Kalamazoo. Special WKZO night on Thursday, May the 1st in the auditorium. I'm not giving them away now, so don't call. That's fine. I'm going to give them away a little bit later, and we'll figure out how we're doing it anyway. I know at least for some of these, you're going to be asked a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question because, after all, Michael's in control of the phones. That said, we'll figure out what we're going to do with all of that. Now, there's an awful lot going on in the news. And there are a ton of things that that I think we could talk about. But the one thing that I wanted to dig into was this thing with Donald Sterling. And it's just been kind of boiling and broiling, I guess, for the last several days that, you know, he made the comments that he did. And, you know, in their comments, you've heard about them. You've seen that it's been on the news. I'm not going to repeat them for you because it's not anything that I am comfortable repeating or want to repeat, nor is it suitable to repeat. But you've heard it. TMZ has followed up on that, and you know they got a hold of these things, and it's been just absolutely huge that that he's managed to say what he did. Now, the thing that got even bigger, which I think... And I think there's a lot of thoughts that I have on this with the NBA doing what they've done. But the thing that got even bigger was NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made the announcement today. And there's been some talk about, well, you know what, is he going to come out? Is he going to say, you know, an investigation ongoing, blah, 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 blah. We kind of figured this thing would be boiling for a while because you just expect that. But he came out in a press conference that they called today. So we're having a press conference, the whole bit. An awful lot of people figured, all right, it's going to be condemnation of what he had to say. It's going to be, we're going to look into this. We're going to figure out what we're going to do. Don't have anything set yet, but you know, we're definitely looking at it, that kind of thing. You just kind of expected that that's where it was going to go. But instead, right off the bat, banned for life, $2.5 million fine. Now, $2.5 million for a guy like Donald Sterling, it's like a trip to McDonald's.
That's chump, you know, I mean, chump it's, change.
You know, for the rest of it, it's like going to McDonald's for a Big Mac. I mean, the guy, he'll part with that. That's not a big deal. But the other part of it is that they're basically saying he cannot attend games or practices, be present at any Clippers facility of any kind, which think about that. He owns them. But he can't be there. Can't participate in any business or player personnel decisions involving the team. Basically, he's the guy with the money that owns the team for now. And one thing that the NBA commissioner said was that, you know what? We're going to look at ways to see if we can't get this thing sold quick.
And Magic Johnson is apparently interested in buying the Clippers. That's already been reported out there, too.
So, and that's the thing with Magic Johnson. I mean, obviously, the Lakers owners, they're not interested in selling, but you'd think he'd be all about that, having been a Laker most of it.
Yeah, think about that, going from the Lakers to the Clippers.
Yeah, it's like going from a really great team to, oh, yeah, those guys.
But the Clippers are good now.
No, they're good now, admittedly. I mean, they've been good for the last couple of years. But for years, and here's the thing. Donald Sterling, what he said, bad stuff. The real crime, though, is the fact that he was owner of this team for so long and they did nothing. There's your crime right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he led the Clippers down into the dumpster. They've been terrible for decades.
It's like one of those things when they were going to expansion teams. It's like, all right, yeah, new expansion team. Gosh, that's going to mean L.A. wants a second professional team. You know? Because I mean, the Clippers have just been horrible for years. And they finally gotten good, and hats off to them. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that they've gotten at least competitive and that type of thing. Now, here's the thing, though, about this. What he had to say, what Donald Sterling said, absolutely reprehensible. I think we can all agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that, if you believe this stuff, for God's sake, don't say it. You know, don't speak it. Think it and that's that, you know. But the other side of this is that it was said in a context of a private conversation that he had with his mistress. Now, okay, he's got a mistress, okay, and then some of the things he said in there is just like, you know, I don't care if you do this or that, whatever, you know. But this was a private conversation that got shared with everybody. So eventually, is he going to go the route of going, well, all right, basically she just robbed me of the ability to own an NBA franchise if I wanted. And quite frankly, a sports franchise, because do you think Major League Baseball or the NFL would approach this guy now? No.
No way.
Yeah, if the NFL ever gets around to having a team in L.A., it'll be like, Donald Sterling wants to own it. No.
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 We'll Please,
take,
no.
We'll take that guy over there.
We'll take me.
There you go. Maybe Magic would be interested. I don't know.
Oh, but, you never know. He might.
He might. You know, I mean, NFL owner, why not? But getting back to it, you know, would he necessarily take this to the next level and say, all right, you know what? This was a private conversation made public. It was not something I intended to say public. So does he have some rights to say, all right, well, that's my rights have been violated here?
Yeah, will he go to civil court over this?
Mm-hmm. And maybe he will. I don't know. I mean, how much does she really have to give him, you know, other than revenues from, say, whatever TMZ gave her? Because I'm assuming there was some sort of exchange there. I'm guessing. I don't know that. But at the same time, I think, you know, you look at this lifetime ban. I mean, think about Major League Baseball. Years ago, they dealt with a similar situation. Former Cincinnati Reds owner Marge Schott. She said some pretty amazing things. And I I'm a bit of a Reds fan myself. I grew up in Ohio. I went to Cincinnati Reds games all my life. And admittedly, as a Reds fan, we tolerated her at best. And it had to do, I mean, the last time they went to the World Series, she was the owner. So you tolerate that a little bit as a fan. At the same time, what she has said was reprehensible, and Major League Baseball at first said, all right, you, gone for a year. And then she was back after that, you know. Mm-hmm. And then she said some more things, and all right, sell the team, you're done. You know, and I kind of felt like, all right, the precedent's been set. that's probably what the NBA is going to do. It's just, you know, all right, we'll ban him for a year. We'll get him out of here. You know, we want him to learn the error of his ways.
Well, here's the thing. If they had just banned him for a year, mm-hmm. I think a lot of the players would have tried to get out of there. It had been reported on Yahoo that Doc Rivers would have left from being their head coach, would have probably mm-hmm. went to another team. They would have been right back where they were decades ago, being back to just a terrible mm-hmm. NBA franchise.
Certainly, certainly. But here's the thing, and I think that this move has as much to do with Donald Sterling and what he said as it has to do with Adam Silver as NBA commissioner. I mean, he's not David Stern. You know, and everybody was used to him for years, you know, being this, wonderful commissioner. You know, and whatever your opinion of the guy is, people got used to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, he was a public speaker. He was out in front of people, you know, and I think he maintained the league relatively well. So here's this guy, Adam Silver. I mean, I'm not as much of a basketball fan, so I hadn't heard of him until today. And he's coming out, and I think with this move, he's making a statement and just saying, not on my watch. We'll have none of that here. Thank you.
Sounds like a zero-tolerance policy he's instituting.
Well, it seems that way, and I think it's more about from the standpoint of going, all right, if you absolutely want to give the NBA a black eye like this, we're going to make sure to give it right back to you. And so I think that's what it is. They did this whole investigation in what? 3 days? 4 days?
About that, yes.
I throw in a Sunday, say you take Sunday off. Okay, great, whatever. But 3-4 days, they did this investigation, came back with a verdict. It's come down. Boom, justice is served. You know, and they've moved very fast on this. It's almost, you know, with the quickness of, say, an NFL type of decision on some of these players that have done this or that. You know, and I'm not necessarily standing against the decision. I think, you know, you want to make the decision on this right on. It's the NBA and it's his sports league to lead. I'm just surprised at the quickness of it and the, I mean, it's like the hammer has come down.
Hard, you know, very
this
hard.
This is probably the harshest sentence that you could carry out in this case. And I think, you know, this is as much about Adam Silver saying, I'm the commissioner, it's my law. This is the way it is. Now, here's the thing. Donald Sterling saying what he did, this becoming public, he's living with the consequences of his actions. And there are consequences. If you think something like that and you say something like that, then guess what? There are consequences. There's going to be a reaction to that. And particularly in today's world, there's going to be a very swift reaction to that. So I don't have a problem with the ban. I don't have a problem with him facing some sort of sanction for saying what he did. The thing that it does bug me a little bit that this was a private conversation made public. And I'm not sure under what circumstances. But that said, it's out in public. We all know about it. And the NBA had to do something
mm-hmm.
about that. So we're going to take your comments on this and continue to chat with you about it. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. I would love to get your angle on this. Also, you can get your angle on this, 803-73. You could text us and give us your comments that way. Any way you look at it, we'd love to hear from you. And we're going to hear first from Bob right here in Kalamazoo. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jeremy. I think your viewpoint is very cogent, right, for something that was just announced an hour ago. You're right on the nose. I think that, you know, in this day and age, you really, particularly if you're in a position like him, a billionaire who owns all sorts of businesses, you have to live with the consequences of what you say. And if he can think it, you're still allowed to think it. There's no law against having discriminatory animus against someone. Mm-hmm. It's when you act out on it and when you speak it. And, you know, in most states, you are allowed to record any conversation that you are part of.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think he's going to get a lot of recourse in suing this, beautiful young girlfriend that he has, mm-hmm. because she has every right to disclose that tape. It's not like a wiretapping situation where you're taping someone else's phone calls or their private conversations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's private to the extent that between he and she it was private, mm-hmm. but there's nothing to stop her from disclosing what he said, just like if she went out and said to one of her friends, well, you can't believe what Donald said last night. Mm-hmm. She just happened to say it to millions of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you're absolutely right, and I think that, you know, people remember, old people like me, you know, I don't say we remember because I was there contemporaneously, but Kennesaw Mountain Landis was the commissioner of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he's really remembered for is the Black Sox scandal. And he came out and he banned Shoeless Joe Jackson mm-hmm. for life. And people will remember that banning, not his batting average or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
They'll remember that he was banned by Commissioner Landis for life because he allegedly gambled on his own team in the World Series. And I think that when you're following somebody like Donald Stern, you have to make a big move. And I really believed, and from everything I heard, that he was just going to come out with a suspension or a fine.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't think he was going to ban him in the way he did. I mean, I'm sure he has the right to do it under the NBA's contract with the owners. I don't think he'd do it if he couldn't. But he didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing it, he was making a big name.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting everyone else in the NBA, players and owners, on notice that there's a new sheriff in town, and he's just as tough as Stern was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think a lot of this was about putting his brand on this and saying, you know what, it's not going to happen on my watch. You know, we're not going to. And I think, you know, there's going to be a tremendous amount of respect. We're already seeing that on Twitter.
Yeah.
But a tremendous amount of respect for this guy saying, you know what, I'm with him. This is my guy. And, you know, I think this is going to be as popular with the players, if anything else.
Oh, yeah. And in the middle of the play, I was really starting to worry. If he had come out and done something milquetoast, you know,
mm-hmm.
he had said, well, we're continuing to look into it. I think there were teams that would have sat out a game in the playoffs or done something. I mean, it's tough to think that they'd do something that would harm their income so much. But there's some things I've heard from players the last couple of days that were really militant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did just the right thing in terms of the players.
Well,
and for the
NBA, you know, it gets the attention back on the court where things belong, particularly at this time of the season, unless you're a Pistons fan, you know. But
we're doomed.
but
I mean, I'll watch the Clippers game tonight, and I won't even think of Donald Sterling.
Sure.
And I know they won't take off their warm-ups and throw them in the middle of the court like they did the other day,
mm-hmm.
because somebody responded to this thing and responded correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a good topic, good show. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Bob. And we will continue to take your comments. I've already gotten some comments via text, so we'll share some of those as we continue ahead. 803-73, if you'd like to include your comments there. Also, you can call us, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280 as the Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. WKZO, Jeremy Lawrence Show, and it is brought to you this half hour by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations what a bank can be when it's time. Come to Comerica. We've been talking about this thing with the NBA. We've gotten several texts. One interesting thing, and we'll take this up in the next segment that we get the opportunity to do. One texter brought this up, and indeed it is true. California is a two-party consent state regarding taping conversations. So he had to, if this is going to hold up, he had to know and approve of the tape rolling on this, so to speak. So that could make an interesting part of this, because now it's out there in public what she did, which is record the conversation. And if she did it without his consent, well, he might have a case on something.
It could end up in civil court.
It could end up in criminal court, because
that's true, a criminal action. That could end up in criminal action.
So, interesting things afoot. We will keep talking about that. Keep those texts and calls coming. 803-73 to text us, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Keep it right here. We're going to keep talking about this with you. Yes, indeed. We've got a reading of 75 degrees right here in the studios in Kalamazoo. It's 590 WKZO. The Jeremy Lawrence Show. And we're at that point in the show where we are scheduled to speak with Bob Larson. We're going to do that here shortly. Just to find out, you know, because I'm looking at the forecast here and I'm wondering, where in the world did this 70-degree stuff come from?
This just seemed to come out of nowhere.
I mean, I'm not complaining. I think we're all happy, but wow.
Well, the wind is out of the south today, so, I mean, we're not getting a wind off the lake, so that's going to make us warmer.
That helps a little bit. So, plus, you know, I think with all the different storm activity that's going on around the country, I mean, personally, I feel pretty good about the fact that that it has not made its way here. So pretty happy about that. We're going to be talking about that, though. And you know what? With the marathon coming up on Sunday, I'm real curious to see what things look like. Because, you know, I know what we were talking about yesterday. So what will it be like today now that all these things have changed? All this, I'm honestly liking the look of the forecast right now. I'm really enjoying the look of this, and I'm going to assume that Bob Larson wrote it. So thanks, Bob.
You like the forecast or you like the current weather? Because there is a difference.
Yeah, but the temperatures are nice in the forecast that I'm seeing.
It is a full 20 degrees warmer now than it was a day ago at this very moment, going by the airport.
Yeah, I'm hearing singing in the background. The Hallelujah chorus has started.
Exactly.
Yes,
you know. From mid-50s to mid-70s, what a change. Of course, we did have some rain. The rain associated with a warm front that moved across the area. Now that the front has gone by to the north, it is, lo and behold, warmer. That's how that works. It is warmer. The sun has been out at times. There have been some showers, like I said earlier. As we speak, there are some showers and thunderstorms to our north and west. They are scooting due north toward Grand Rapids. At least for the next couple of hours, we're rain-free, but there can be a stray thunderstorm after about 6 o'clock and probably a couple of showers during the overnight.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess, you know, it's a little different than what we were expecting. Coming into this week, we were kind of thinking, okay, rain as far as the eye could see.
Well, we're not yet done with the rain.
It's at least nice to get that.
We're not yet done with the rain, so don't spike the ball. We're not in the end zone yet. So. there are showers in the forecast again tomorrow. There are showers in the forecast again Thursday. There are showers in the forecast again Friday. So, I think there will be rain at times. But you know what? None of it looks to be particularly long-lasting nor terribly heavy.
Okay.
So it's not as though we're going to have a soaking, steady rainfall for days on end. That's not the case, just a scattering of showers.
So given all of that, what's the word you've
The word is chaotic because we chaotic. Get to spring, and it's kind of tough to pin down where and when the showers develop, when they move away, where they go. It's a very chaotic kind of an atmosphere right now. Very stormy day again over the deep south. A threat of tornadoes exists again today from Alabama to parts of Tennessee and eastern North Carolina, all under tornado watches at this point in time. So it's another day of severe weather for those folks. And it probably will be again tomorrow for the Mid-Atlantic, from the Carolinas up to Virginia. But it looks like we miss out on most of that. Again, there could be a thunderstorm here or there this evening, but the odds against there being anything along the line of the storms that they've had to the south.
Well, and I think that was the one big question that's on a lot of people's minds. As we've seen the reports out of the south and storms like that, it sounds like that's not what's going to be happening here for the immediate future.
Anyway. Not really. I put a little asterisk on that, though, because even up in some of the northern states, Iowa and into parts of Illinois, there have been thunderstorms that have produced hail over the past 12 hours.
Mm.
Not widespread tornadoes or anything along those lines, but there have been some storms with gusty winds and hail. There have been some isolated strong storms, and here we'll have something like that over the next day or two, but... And not looking at the same kind of storms they've had over the Southland, no.
Okay. All right. Now, Bob, I wanted to ask you, as we start to look ahead to the weekend, particularly on Sunday with the big marathon here in town, people are curious, am I going to be running with an umbrella over my head, or am I going to be enjoying some nicer temperatures?
I still think it's going to be cool, and that's actually good for runners. Sunday morning temperatures likely to be in the 40s. By the midday hour, by noon, it'll be in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I think showers are likely to be few and far between, very scattered. And keep our fingers crossed, it might end up being just partly cloudy and a little breezy.
And that, I think, anybody that runs, translated Michael,
yes,
will be very, very happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have a cool. That's generally a good thing. But rain, that's another story.
Yeah, you don't really want to have to wring out your clothes when you cross the finish line. It's just, it's not as fun.
I don't want to weigh 10 more pounds either.
No.
Well, I tell you what, Bob, we got Tigers baseball tomorrow, so we probably won't get a chance to chat, but we will check again on Thursday.
Yeah, and absolutely. And by then, we'll be a lot closer to Marathon Sunday, and we can take another look at that.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather, thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
All right. And as we continue on with the program, we're going to check in with you, your opinion on this whole thing with Donald Sterling and what the NBA has done, a ban for life. We'll talk about that, some of the ramifications of that, and take your phone calls, too. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. The Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. -74 degrees, just a light breeze in Kalamazoo. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, host of the show called The Jeremy Lawrence Show. And being that it's my show, you'd think I get a chance to talk a lot. But no, Michael has decided to jump in once again and take over.
Yes, I have.
And the reason why, he's got a good reason. He always seems to anyway. So I don't know whether I should be disturbed or not. But in this case, he does have a very legitimate reason because we're taking a timeout for traffic. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I don't cause the traffic accident.
No, you don't.
All right. Anyways, there's a traffic accident on eastbound I-94 at exit 78. That's the Portage Road exit. A semi and a car have collided. So if you're traveling on eastbound I-94, maybe a little bit of time before you get through that region. So maybe take another exit or an alternate route.
An alternate route probably would be appropriate.
Yes.
There, I think. So definitely. Thanks for letting us know about that. And if you're out in the middle of that, if you see anything else, go on. You know, because sometimes you get those gawking traffic accidents that take place in that. You know, feel free to let us know about that as well. If you got any traffic or anything else, 803-73 is how you can text us, and we can share that with everyone because this was a text tip, actually, that we just shared. Now, one of the things that we wanted to dig back into was, and we hadn't had a chance to chat for a little bit, but Donald Sterling, you know what he said. You've heard about it. It's been all over the news the last several days. Well, the owner of the Clippers, I guess you could say soon to be former owner of the Clippers, because they're going to work hard to get this out of his hands. But he has been banned for life by NBA Commissioner Adam Silver, who announced today that that was going to be taking place. To me, and we talked about this earlier, if you're just joining us. To me, the quickness with which that they moved on this, I found, I don't want to say it's unsettling, because it isn't by any stretch. It's just unexpected, I guess is probably the best word. Because if you think about what's done in sports leagues, well, we're going to look into this, we're going to figure out what's happened, we're going to investigate, and once we've come down to a decision, we'll let you guys know, certainly. And months later, you finally come down with this thing. And you figured this thing would be boiling for a long, long time. But in this case, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, who quite frankly, I was not even familiar with him until today, seeing him in this this press conference. He came out and the hammer came down. And it came down hard. And here's what Donald Sterling faces. He can't attend NBA games or practices. He can't be present at any Clippers facility. And he's the owner of the team. And he can't even go to the thing he owns. He can't participate in any business or player personnel decisions involving the team. About the only thing they haven't banned him from doing is wearing a Clippers t-shirt, which I'm sure, if they thought about it, they'd probably work that into there as well. No, we don't want to be associated with you at all ever again. And that's basically the decision that's come down. They're saying, all right, we're going to move quickly, try and get this team sold. And we've had some people comment via text. Some people have done that. One person says this was a setup, that they're forcing him to sell to keep it out of his family's hands. They said they're trying to drive the price down because Magic wants to buy it. Well, Magic Johnson does want to buy the team. I don't think they want to drive the price down. Because you drive the price down on this, if another team decides to sell sometime soon, and you never know what might happen, then somebody's going to get less for it. No, they don't want to do that.
No.
They're setting a market for what a team is worth, and they're saying that a team, I mean, you know, let's face it, this is the Clippers, and they haven't been good for a good long while until recently, and they're saying they're worth, what is it, just north of $1 billion or something like that. That's a pretty big price tag for just about anybody, I would think. Even Magic for that. And, you know, and he's a wealthy man, and he's got some money to be able to spend. But, yeah, that's a pretty big deal. Now, we did get some other comments as well. And one person texted their comment and said that they were a black female living in Kalamazoo. They said, "Don't think that Sterling was offensive. I like when people are honest about their thoughts. I just don't see racism in this case. There's no hate here. He was more jealous than anything." Who knows? I don't know.
Well, it sounded like he was jealous of the fact that she took a picture with Matt Kemp, and, you know, Matt Kemp is a big star, but he mm-hmm. was saying, you know, you need to remove all of the black people that you are following on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to me, that sounds a little racist, saying you can't follow anybody like that.
Sure, sure. And, you know, the other part of this that makes it even more interesting is the NBA has handed down this punishment to Donald Sterling for comments he made in a private conversation. Now, the private conversation has gone public, as we've all heard about it. But he didn't say this in a speech. He didn't say this in a restaurant in full view of 200 people. He said this in a private discussion with his mistress. Now, okay, he's not a stand-up guy because he's got a mistress. Okay, I got that. But here's the thing. There was a recording made of this, and according to law in the state of California, you're not allowed to record a conversation without both parties saying, "Yep, I want that done. I agree to have this recorded." So to have this come out, I mean, this comes down, this is a potential criminal thing
mm-hmm.
that has been done, that this conversation was recorded, and now it's been shared. He does have some recourse in this. Will he take it, though? That's the question.
We'll have to see, yeah.
Because, I mean, at this point, he's like, you know, everybody's favorite goat in America now, you know. And you know, he has said some very nasty, very negative things, and he's paying the piper for it at this point. But you've got to wonder if there's another angle on this that's coming down the pike, because anybody that's in California law enforcement in any kind could look at this and go, we have enough evidence to show that someone broke the law here. We have evidence to say that someone did something that was against the law. And then you can see down the line, all right, private conversation, I'm being sanctioned for it, lawsuit, lawsuit, lawsuit. And because people like to file lawsuits in this country, and they do, you got to think that he might be thinking that at this point, because the NBA has carried out a ban for life, you know, suspension on him because of a private conversation. Now, you know, a lot of it had to do with the content of the conversation and his thoughts. And as I've said, if you think that, don't say it. Don't say it publicly. Don't say it privately. Don't say it at all. If you're smart at all, you don't mention any of that. You bury it in a deep, dark place and make it go away. But instead, he decided, all right, I'm going to speak this. I'm going to say this to this woman that apparently he cares about. Apparently. Now, with some of the comments that he said in this, you know, I don't care if you do this or that, whatever, you know, and I won't go into it. Maybe he doesn't care so much. And maybe there's some kind of this thing there that, you know what, I got money, it doesn't matter. I don't care. And you got to think with some of this, too, that he might at this point, with the NBA coming down, saying what they did, it could very well be what ended up happening with Marge Schott, because at some point, she just decided, all right, you know, they banned her from the game. She left. She pretty well retired at that point. That was it. There was nothing else. So maybe he's going to do that with this. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see the steps that Donald Sterling takes after all of this. Dare I say that the mistress will no longer be in his life? Something tells me that that's probably what's going to take place. I don't know. It's interesting to think about this. But I want to get your thoughts on this as well. And some people have been texting us on these thoughts. You could do that by going to 803-73 if you just don't have time to hang out on the phone. 803-73, text us your comments, and we will share some of those as we've been sharing throughout the hour. You could also call us, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Those are our numbers. We're going to keep talking about this during the second hour of the Jeremy Lawrence Show, which is coming up right here on 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.